Crime Does Not Pay.
Third floor already. Can see how much higher.
Only one more to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put you down soon. Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dropping the bit to fish too close, are you?
Not every 6 steps. One hungry kitten.
If you hadn't eaten for 5 days, you'd be hungry, too.
You're getting old. Next time we'll pick a lower building.
You all set, Dave?
Set.
Well, here we go. Down on the landing, see? And when you find that nice big mackerel Uncle Dave has left for you in the cellar, he'll have a real hot time. Let's go, Dave.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Lady Loves Kitten, starring Anna Lee. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Anna Lee as Kathy Patterson in The Lady Loves Kitten. Kathy Patterson had a very human failing. She loved the things that money could buy. But Kathy carried that failing a step beyond ordinary human weakness. Kathy didn't care where the money came from. And when it failed to come in sufficient quantities from the honest endeavors, Kathy teamed with Dave Padgett to acquire money in other ways. Their work affected the lives of many people, and especially the men in the quarters of Engine 6 and Hook and Ladder Number 4.
That's what I like about this job. You sit around more than you wake.
Yes, you hear bells in your sleep same as I do. More coffee?
Poor brother, poor.
Hey, I heard that. Don't tell me you fellas like your work.
Well, sure we do, Lieutenant. Especially those nice, fast, breezy rides through the streets on hot summer nights.
Coffee, Lieutenant?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and the nice warm beds upstairs on winter nights that we have to get out of to climb icy ladders so as we can get to the fire and get warm again.
Well, when you've been in this racket as long as I have, you'll take the hot with the cold, boys.
You mean someday I'll grow up to be tiller man on the ladder truck?
Hey, listen. One, four, three. Hey, that's us. Get out.
Six, right. Come on.
1143. Carson Place and 8th Street.
All right, come on.
Hey, let's roll.
Come on. Second Blue Company's going back to quarters, Lieutenant.
Right. 6th engine stays here. We'll have to flood the cellar.
Yes. Lieutenant Hall?
Yes, sir. Oh, Marshal Madison.
Yeah, the chief called me in. Says you were here early.
First two on the first.
Well, what do you think?
Definitely a flash fire. Started in the cellar.
A flash fire in a building like this? But did they store paint or anything?
Oh, not so as we could tell. Cellars are completely gutted. Even the smell is burned away.
Is it safe to take a look?
We're flooding it.
Have any ideas, Hall?
No, nothing. Except it doesn't look, feel, or smell legitimate.
Yes, I remember when I was in your spot, I had that feeling more than once. And 9 times out of 10, I was right. Yeah, you get that way after a while.
Yeah, and when the evidence goes up in smoke?
The funny thing about firebugs is they always try it again. Usually, once too often.
Not even the first time is too often. Oh, sorry, miss. I have to get back at the police line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it dangerous here? The police seem to have gone away.
Well, the wall may go any time.
Oh, I see. Fire engines always fascinate me.
Well, I always thought that was a boy's hobby. Miss Patterson?
Why, Mr. Madison, I didn't know you in your helmet and that rubber coat. Are you a fireman?
Well, in a way, I'm fire marshal these days. Oh, this is Lieutenant Hall of Benton Inspector. Miss Patterson Hall, a near neighbor of mine out home, lives up the block away.
Pleasure, Lieutenant.
Happy to know you. But still, I'm afraid
Lieutenant's
you're...
Lieutenant's right, Miss Patterson. It'd be best if you did move along, please, as the police like to say.
I'm on my way, gentlemen. I'm sorry if I broke any rules. I was on my way home and I heard the engine. Just couldn't help myself. Good night, Lieutenant.
Good night.
Hope I see you again, Marshal. Good night.
Good night. Shall I invite you to dinner sometime, Lieutenant? The lady loves fire.
And I love my wife. But this is a new one on me, Marshal. A lady firebug. What do you know?
Honest, Dave. Those two poor but honest fire ladders. Protecting the rash woman from falling walls. If they knew, if they only knew.
Knew what? You've got a certain way with cats.
And mackerel, and oil lamps, and celluloid.
Well, if they ever find out, they'll protect you all right, and me too, behind walls, high ones.
Worried, Dave?
You said the fire marshal recognized you.
Well, sure, I recognized him. His house is four doors down from mine, and his kid Billy has been chasing cats for me.
Are you crazy, Kathy?
Like a fox. Nobody ever looks close to home for anything.
I know, but sometimes you never know how smart they are.
Not this time. Anyhow, it's easy enough to keep track. If they suspect anything, the insurance company will hold up the check. They'll tip their own hands that way.
Which reminds me, a check came today.
Which place?
The one on Forster Street, remember, a month ago. Place I had in the name of Jason.
That was a good one. Three alone. Let me see the check.
Yeah. Full payment. $25,000.
Ah, this is a racket, Dave. I've been waiting for this all my life. That dough will buy a lot of pretties.
There'll be lots more after tonight.
And after the Third Street joint, plenty more. When will we set the Third Street joint, Dave?
Whenever your kitten's ready.
Well, she ought to be right now. I haven't fed her in 4 days.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Any chance of them checking?
Not a chance. Phony name, the policies with a company 1,000 miles from the gang who'll pay off for tonight's job.
Okay, then. Tomorrow night, another bonfire. You sure he said everything right, Dave?
Exactly right. Only part of this job I don't like is dropping the bait for Kitty. I hate handling fish.
Isn't it worth it?
Sure. Sure.
Sure you laid out the celluloid, right?
No matter which way the lamp falls, it'll hit the stuff. Boom. Simple enough. I think I can do it?
Oh, I just get edgy, that's all. Until I hear the bells and the sirens.
I added a slight gimmick this time.
Will it leave any traces?
Of course not. I just put some of the kerosene in the lamp and made a trail of it to the inflammables down in the cellar. It's neat. Can't miss. Cat jumps the fish, lamp is knocked over, celluloid goes up, kerosene leaves the flames right where we want them. Perfect.
Sounds all right. Let's get up to the top.
Third floor already, Kathy. How much higher?
Only one more to the top. Kitty, I'll put you down soon. Hey, Dave. You're not dropping the bits of fish too close, are you?
About every six steps. That's one hungry kitten.
If you hadn't eaten for 5 days, you'd be hungry, too. Not too much on the steps, Dave. You want to be out of here long before Kitty comes to the end of the train.
Don't worry about that. Must be getting old. Next time we'll pick a lower building.
All set, Dave?
Set.
Okay. Here we go. Down on the landing, Kitty. And when you find that nice big mackerel Uncle Dave has left for you in the cellar, he'll have a real hot time of it. Let's go, Dave.
Come on. Harder to run down than to climb up.
That's why firemen slide down poles, baby boy.
Oh,
careful. Sorry.
I beg your pardon, folks. I heard you running down the stairs. Oh, it's just this way.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're Riley, the watchman, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm just getting set for the night, sir. It's a long shift, this kind of work.
Don't you get lonesome?
Oh, no, ma'am, not very. I have my little radio. Mr. Smythe here was nice enough to give me permission to play it at night.
Yes, after all, why not?
Well, not many employers permit it, sir.
Oh, can't see anything wrong in it. Well, Miss Carter and I were just going to dinner. Good night, Riley.
Oh, good night.
Car's up the block, Kathy.
I know. Phew, that was too close for comfort.
Riley's all right. No worry there.
If he finds that set up in the cellar...
One, he'll report it to me. I'll cover up. Two, he doesn't think I know it, but he doesn't make any rounds. He has a little nest for himself on the first floor in the back. When the fire starts, well, he won't want to let me know he wasn't doing his job. And three, who has a better right on the premises than Walter Smythe, the owner? Meaning me.
All right. But I still say it's too close for comfort.
The chariot man? Where to?
The nearest firebox, baby. And we'll wait for the inevitable. What time is it, Dave?
It must be close to 10. Too dark here to see my watch.
The time is 10 p.m. Station WXE3, operator 17.
There's your answer, Kathy. Straight from the fire department.
All the modern equipment, even radio. Just so we can pick up the signals in the car. Taking that darn cat too long. Do you suppose Riley found her?
Take it easy, honey. It's only an hour and a half.
I don't like it.
On the south side, box 1195, Jackson Street and 4th Avenue, WXE3, operator 17.
Boy, it's a busy tonight.
On the south side, box 1195.
Or on the south side, last five calls.
Usually are. It's a slum down there. Uh-oh, they'll have a call in this neighborhood very soon, Kathy.
I see smoke. Looks like a little flame.
Must be going good. Pete must have broken a window. Let's pull the box.
No, not yet. Give it more of a chance.
Probably more toward the back. That's where I set the lamp and so forth.
Then where's Riley?
Probably asleep. Oh, boy. See that flame. First floor window.
Get the box, Dave. I'll start the car.
Check. Okay, Kathy, let's go.
Oh, but David, I like to hear the engines come. They have such nice bells. They ring like money.
On the west side, box 1167, Morton and 3rd Streets. On the west side, box 1167, Morton and 3rd Streets.
That's
WXE3,
the
operator 17.
Where are you going, Kathy?
Up 4th Street. They'll come that way. They're exciting enough in daylight, but at night, oh, weather.
Kathy, sometimes you scare me to death.
Here they come. Oh, I love that.
You sure can take chances. Suppose somebody remembers a car driving away from the alarm box, and then somebody remembers the same car here.
Oh, forget it, David. Nobody will remember anything but the engine. They never do.
On the west side, box 1167, Morton and 3rd Street, all companies operating on the first alarm, WXD3, operator 17.
All companies, Davy. They're all working. We're a success, Davy. We're a success again.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Lady Loves Kitten. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Anna Lee as Kathy Patterson in The Lady Loves Kitten. Kathy and Dave drove away from the scene of the fire. They drove as quickly and as far as discretion permitted. Their car radio, tuned to the fire department broadcasting station, told them...
On the west side, second alarm, box 1167, Morton and 3rd Street.
And a short time later...
On the west side, third alarm, box 1167.
Yes, Kathy and Dave considered themselves quite successful in that particular project. But back at the scene of the fire, once the flames were under control and the worst of the battle was over, a tired, begrimed Lieutenant Hall of Engine Company 6 reported to Fire Marshal Madison.
Lieutenant Hall reporting, Marshal.
Well, glad you identified yourself, Hall. I wouldn't have known you under all that soot. Yeah, it's a bad one this time.
Yeah. We got a roast on the first floor.
Well, when'd you find him?
2 minutes ago.
Man or woman?
Man, elderly, probably a watchman. Must have been asleep. Kind of a cubby hole almost directly over the point where the fire started. Or was started, I should say.
I see.
The chief put a call in for the medical examiner and the public ambulance.
That call go by radio?
No, by land wire.
Good. Now keep it quiet. I'll see to it that it stays out of the paper. You're sure it's arson?
Well, we found another casualty in the cellar. A cat.
There wouldn't be the remains of an oil lamp there, would there, Lieutenant?
That's some twisted metal. I brought it out for you.
I see. Any signs of bait?
No. That probably went in the first flame.
Yeah, it usually does. Well, it's the old trick, Paul. Obviously. Only this time, the device didn't go up with the rest of the bill. And one other item the arsonist apparently overlooked. There comes a time when simple arson turns into murder.
Here it is, Dave. Envelope from the insurance company.
Probably another beef. They made enough fuss about the 3rd Street job.
Beef nothing. Look at here. $30,000 worth of beef, Dave, him a boy.
Oh, pretty. So pretty. Made out nice and neat to William Swine. Tomorrow's the day, Kathy. With this safely in the bank, we're almost through.
One more job and you're set for life.
I've got that property over on 10th Avenue. It'll go like a matchbox.
Enough insurance?
$25,000.
That'll do it.
When?
I'll get me another little bitty pussy cat.
When?
I'll get the cat tomorrow. We'll be ready next week. As soon as Kitty is hungry enough.
Only a minute. Fellas want me to play first today.
Play first?
Uh-huh. First base, you know.
Oh. Oh, yes, baseball, I see.
We're going to play the team from the blocks.
Right away?
Pretty soon now.
Would you have time to do a little job for me before the game?
Depends on how long.
Just a few minutes.
Same thing as before?
That's right. This time I'll pay you 75 cents.
But I don't know where there is a kitten today, Miss Patterson. It's a long time to find one. And I got to play first.
I know where there's a cat, Billy.
Huh?
I saw it run up that driveway. A dollar, Billy? No?
Okay. Up this driveway?
That's right. You can do it quickly, Billy.
Norman. Ball games are important, but a dollar. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty. Cat. She must have a whole house full of them. Well, here, kitty. Okay, kitty, you want to play? Come on, kitty. That's right. Well, I won't hurt you. Hey, want me to scratch your ears, huh? Here you are, kitty. I got you. Ouch. Oh, gee whiz. You got claws. I'm going to get a dollar.
Good boy, Billy. You got her.
Yeah, and she got me. Here, Miss Patterson, take the mangy old thing.
You're scratched, all right, Billy. But nothing iodine and an extra dollar won't cure. Here you are, Billy. Hmm? And thank you very much. Kitty. Hey, you're big, aren't you?
Gee whiz. Two whole dollars.
Okay, fellas, let's play ball. Anybody home?
Yes, I am, son. Your mother had to run out to the store for a minute. Well, how was the game today? Bill, you've been fighting again.
No, Dad. Yeah, we won the game.
What'd you play? Catcher without a mask?
No, I played first.
Oh, swell, boy. Huh. Hey, you get spiked or something?
No, of course not. We don't wear spikes. I was catching a cat.
Bill Madison, catching a cat.
Yeah, lady gave me $1 for the cat and another one for the scratches.
Oh, I see. She must have wanted her cat pretty badly.
No, it wasn't hers, just a stray. In the Hennessy's backyard. She collects cats.
How do you know?
Well, I've caught some for her before. That's how I got the money for my new scoop mitt.
Oh, I see. You know her name, son?
Sure. Miss Patterson.
Well, does she know yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look how lost her gall. My son. Oh, Billy, does this Miss Patterson, does she have dark hair and blue eyes?
Yeah. You know her, Dad?
Oh, by sight. Once I talked to her. At a fire.
What was she doing there? She a lady buff or something?
Well, that's what we thought at the time, but I'm not so sure right now. Now, look, Billy, you go on upstairs, clean up. Get some iodine on those scratches. I'll be up in a minute. I've got some telephoning to do first.
Hurry up, Dave. Cat is a devil.
All right, fast as I can.
Will you tear me to pieces?
Okay, give me the animal. You set up the fish.
Here. You've got the celluloid, right? Fish on the table. Lamp on the fish. All right. Got a match?
You kidding?
Oh, never mind. Use my lighter. All set. Let's start upstairs.
Not this time, Miss Patterson, Mr. Padgett.
Hello, Marshal Madison. How's your big son?
Never mind that. We've got you cold.
But you can't pull the thing. This is my property. If I want to experiment in the cellar, it's my business.
No good, Padgett. We've had you tagged for weeks. We traced you through the last insurance company. And both of you have been tailed for a week ever since your partner used my son as a cat snatcher and he got scratched.
I told you, Kathy, that time you went too far.
Shut up, Dave. Don't talk till we get a lawyer.
It'll have to be a good one. The charge won't be arson, it'll be murder. A watchman died in that last fire.
Dave, give me the cat.
Here, take the lousy animal.
Give the cat here.
Not in your life, Marshal. This kitten gets his fish.
Marshal, the celluloid.
Please, go. Look out, look out.
Oh, get out of here.
That goes up like dynamite. Will you get back home? Get back
fire,
to me.
Fire,
get back
fire,
home.
Let's see you put this one out, Marshal.
Oh, Grandpa.
Let me out! Let me out!
Here, I get him. Come on, you.
He's moved. I can't see.
Get him out of here. I'll take the girl. Where is she?
Daddy.
She's back there. I can hear her, but I can't see her.
Jesse!
Keep moving, Padgett.
Jesse!
Patterson, this way. Get down and fall. I can't get through to you.
Don't try.
Fool!
I can't reach her, Marshal. She's gone.
Come on, get out. Somebody better pull her back quick.
Fire! Daddy! I can't see!
All right, Hall, we'll get you out. Only this time, Patrick. You won't collect any insurance. I'm only sorry that your girlfriend won't be around to sit in the same seat that you're headed for.
Crime does not pay. Anna Lee, who was starred as Kathy Patterson in The Lady Loves Kitten, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Anna Lee.
Kathy Patterson was very sure of herself, and very certain she was smart. But like most people who make their way outside the law, Kathy and Dave were too smart and too sure. In the end, they outsmarted themselves, because they underrated the wisdom and the patience of the forces of law and order. Plus that extra little piece of luck which always falls on the side of the angel. Kathy and Davy lost out, as the criminal inevitably loses out. The simple truth of the matter is that, contrary to legend and to some kinds of fiction, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Miss Lee. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garsh. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. ¶¶